this door open.
It won't. She's done something to it. We need Fash.
Fash, get down here now.
I heard you the first time.
Get inside the system and unlock this door.
I've told you, one of you needs to learn to do this for yourselves.
You're the manipulation expert. That's your job.
But what if I quit or die? It's simple, really. Once you've melted your hand into the system core, you search for the information...
We'll learn how to do it, but not now. This is an emergency.
What's happening?
The prisoner's being attacked by his assistant.
What? How?
Hopefully, we'll find that out.
There.
Step away from him.
You're too late. The doctor's dead anyway.
Grab her.
No!
Contact the ministry and ask them what they want us to do with her.
Don't you want to know why I did it?
I honestly couldn't care less. It's the ministry's job to find out. Are you really dead, Doctor?
I wasn't far off. I thought if I played dead, she might give up. How do you know?
I know you. You don't die as easily as that.
I shall take that as a compliment.
Consciousness online. Visual sensors online. Audio sensors online.
Ah. Pleased to meet you. I'm the Doctor.
Olfactory sensors online. Tactile sensors online.
What about taste sensors?
Not equipped.
No, they never do. Don't worry, I'll sort that out. You should find a program marked LM Voice. Please install that and set it as your default.
LM Voice. Installed.
I've also equipped you with an expansion pack.
Expansion pack detected. Decompressing now. Whilst you are waiting, please take a moment to personalize this product. What would you like to call me?
I'm going through the alphabet. My first assistant was called Annie, my second one Bethany, then Chloe, so I'll call you Daphne. D-A-P-H-N-E.
Accepted. Colour scheme?
Something simple. Black hair, white shirt, black trousers.
Accepted. Personality settings?
Why don't we start off with loyal, eager, earnest. But feel free to develop of your own accord. You should find a sense of humour in the expansion pack I designed. Please use it, or I'll go mad.
Installation complete.
Good. Now, let's work on... No time.
What does that mean?
It means we're busy. Come on. The expansion pack should tell you how to operate this.
Yeah, it does.
Good. Now, this complex is at the heart of an unstable sun.
What, inside it?
Yes, we've got heat and radiation shields, of course, although I still generally find it a bit warm in here. That alarm indicates that the sun is becoming volatile.
Understood.
These controls enable you to correct and balance it. Watch for surges of activity and do your best to nip them in the bud.
Right.
Now, let's see what we've got. Yes, this looks like a fairly minor one. Lesson one, Daphne. Never speak too soon. Keep it balanced.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You're doing well. We've got three of the volatile areas more or less under control. They'll settle in a minute.
I can only see three volatile areas.
Look again.
I can't see anything else.
Sector 507 is about to go.
How can you tell? I can't see...
There it goes.
What do I do?
Nothing. It's too late to hold it with the compensator. We'll just have to contain the solar flare.
Oh, can you do that?
Yes, easily. We just have to watch out for chain reactions. We could set off something much, much worse. Watch the monitor. I'm hitting the containment field... Now.
Right. Yes, we've got two chains developing.
Can you handle them?
Yes and yes.
Right. Good. Congratulations. You've just helped save 2 billion people. What would you like for lunch? How are you getting on with those taste receptors?
I think they're working.
Good. I have told them I'd rather my assistants were fitted with them as standard, but they never listen.
Who are they?
The Consensus.
Who are the Consensus?
They haven't programmed you with the official history. They must know I'll only tear it out like I did with the last three. I presume that if you look into your core programming, though, you'll find you're not allowed to act against them.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, it's harder to get rid of.
So they made me?
Yep. I'll give you the short version. The consensus control 9 star systems, and they're not very nice.
Right, how about a slightly longer version?
This part of space used to be very feudal. Claims over planets went on for decades, millions of lives lost for no good reason. Then some brave people on one planet said no more. They set up the consensus and gradually put a stop to all the wars.
But isn't that good?
Yeah, it's great. But it all turned rotten. They're paranoid about losing control, going back to the old ways, so it's just become more and more oppressive. One of the things they wanted was to create the ultimate deterrent, a weapon which meant that nobody would ever dare attack them. They tried to make this sun into that weapon. Now, watch this flip.
Woo!
It's all in the wrist. At that time, I'd recently landed in this system and decided to help the rebel movement. After a few weeks, I was captured. I was expecting to escape in no time. That's what I usually do.
Why haven't you?
The consensus realized that my technical skill would come in useful with their sun project. And they brought me out here. This was originally the monitoring station for that project. I looked at the data. I warned them that what they were doing would bring the sun close to the point of total collapse.
But they went ahead anyway.
Yes, they did. And then they put me to work clearing up the mess. There are 2 inhabited planets down there. 2 billion people. The collapse of the sun would kill them all. Most of them dead from massive solar flares and radiation. Any survivors doomed to freeze when it went cold. So I can't leave until I fix it. 6 years in, I'm still trying.
Oh, 6 years?
Very nearly. The systems I've designed keep it in check, but the damage that's been done to the sun is immense. I keep finding new problems. And there's not always a logical pattern to how problems develop.
It must be logical, surely.
You would think so. There probably is. It's just difficult to identify. Regardless, when there's a major flare-up, I always have to step in. The systems can't cope on their own. And I'm the only one who fully understands them.
So you're stuck here?
Oh, yes. Slave to my own machine. I think I'm close to a solution, but I'd have to be very, very sure before I could leave. Hi. Yeah. Crepe with broccoli, asparagus, and blue cheese. The ingredients aren't the best, but
I don't know the difference. I've never eaten any food before.
I like to be able to share meals. My first assistant used to just stand there while I ate. It was very off-putting.
You said I'm your fourth assistant?
Yes.
I'll try to live up to the others.
Shouldn't be too hard. The last one tried to kill me.
Doctor?
Ah, Gliss. Daphne, this is Gliss. Gliss, this is my new assistant, Daphne.
Hello. Doctor, I've just been going over your order for the next supply ship.
Oh, yes.
You're over budget.
It's hardly frivolous expenditure. Those links need upgrading.
Not that. The food. You'll have to lose some items.
All right, well, lose the coleslaw and the tuna.
That's not enough.
Well, get rid of something else, then. Anything. Sorry, I'm busy.
All right.
What are those things?
Humans call them mercurials, because the substance they're made of behaves like mercury. But they can withstand incredible heat. They could actually survive here without shields, though gravitational forces might pose a problem. They're often found on the hottest planets in various systems.
What do they do here?
Guard me. Mercurials often hire out their services, doing jobs nobody else can or wants to do. These ones are in the employ of the Consensus. They're an okay bunch, though that might just be the Stockholm Syndrome talking. How many lengths now?
27.
God, I wish they'd let me do laps. This corridor goes round in a loop, but I'm not allowed to cross the white lines.
What happens if you try?
Well, keep running. Watch what happens.
Oh! Ow! Force field.
Keyed to my DNA. Now step back and try going through it on your own.
So, you've just got access to your living quarters, your workspace, and the guard quarters.
In theory, although I've never been allowed into the guard quarters.
What else is there?
Nothing much. Just a shuttle bay that way. That's where the supplies are delivered. That's all we ever see of the Consensus themselves. And the other way, the power generators and systems controlling the complex itself. Some storage bays and such like.
So you've spent the whole of the last 6 years in 2 rooms and 3 sections of a hexagonal corridor?
I know. If I was in a proper prison, at least I'd get to run around the yard. Come on, 5 more, we'll call it quits.
Gliss?
What?
The supply shuttle's arriving. It's just entered the deflection corridor.
Right. And?
Well, it almost didn't take down its own shields first.
Maybe the pilots just forgot. Maybe they're new.
That's what I thought, so I contacted them. And it seems to be the same two as last time, but they don't seem the same. They don't seem to know what they're doing.
You think we're being fed a sim?
I think so. I don't think the pilots are really in there. I think it's someone else.
Let's not take chances. Raise the intruder alarm. I'll move the prisoner, go to the shuttle when it lands, and see who comes out.
Doctor? Doctor!
What is it? More activity?
No. Gliss says we might have intruders.
Oh.
And you to come right away.
Tell him to give me a minute to get dressed.
Right.
At last. We could all be dead by now, you know.
Oh, forgive me for not wanting to die in my pyjamas. What's happening, Gliss?
Didn't your new toy tell you?
Yeah, I did.
She said we might have intruders. Rather vague. Care to elaborate?
Not right now. We've got reason to believe the supply shuttle's been hijacked. It's just coming into land now.
So what do you want me to do?
Nothing. But I want you to do it in the holding cell, in our quarters, so come on.
Well, much as I'd enjoy the novelty, you can't shut me away where I can't reach the controls. What if there's a flare-up?
We're not having a debate about this, Doctor. You come with me, or I shoot you and tell my employers that the intruders did it. Then my team and I pick up the compensation payment that we're due if you die before the end of our contract.
Charming as ever.
I could go back to the workspace, keep an eye on things.
I think that's what we'll have to do, but if there's any activity, I'm coming back.
Does this sort of thing happen often?
No, never, until now.
Oh.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Come on.
You've alerted the consensus.
Of course.
Did they tell you who they thought our intruders might be?
Of course not. Even if they knew, they wouldn't tell us.
I think I trust you more than they do.
I'm sure that's true. But you don't pay us.
Do we wait for them to come out?
They'll know we're here.
What if they are the regular guys after all?
Well, then we won't shoot them.
It's not them, is it? They'd have come out by now.
Let's wait.
No need. I can get this open. Keep the door covered.
That's the loading hatch.
Never mind that. Keep this door covered.
Just a second. I can see something moving.
I've almost got this door...
Fash!
Nice shot, Jelena.
Thanks. I thought yours was a bit lucky. Look.
Ah.
They're reconstituting themselves.
Let's move.
Jill? Fash? What's happening?
Something that's preventing them from telling you what's happening by the sound of things.
How did they let the ship get hijacked so easily? Why didn't they warn us? You haven't been in touch with anyone on the outside, have you?
No, not at all. I've no idea what's happening. You think I'm trying to escape?
It had crossed my mind.
I've told you before, if I wanted to escape, I'd have done so years ago.
Who are you?
Where's the doctor?
I don't know.
But he's here. Somewhere.
I don't know where he is.
He's here. There's only one way in and out of here, and they didn't have time to move him.
So who's she? His wife?
My name's Daphne. I'm the doctor's new assistant.
Oh, you're an android.
Yeah.
A good one. Must have cost a lot. Nothing but the best for the doctor, it seems.
Except his freedom, right?
I don't know. I've only recently been activated.
Mind her. I'm going to check the other rooms.
He's not there!
It's all right. It's not your fault. They should have programmed you to lie better.
I'm not lying!
That's what I mean.
Who are you?
We're the rebels, and we've come for the doctor.
Well, he's been here for years, hasn't he? What took you so long?
We thought he was dead. We only just found out he's been here all this time.
So he's important enough for you to come all this way?
Important? He's a legend, a folk hero. You should hear the stories. The greatest martyr of the age.
No.
How many alarms do they need?
That's a different one.
Hey, don't move.
But I need to attend to...
Can't see him. Are there any hidden areas here?
No.
If you're lying, I'll kill you.
She's an android. She doesn't care.
Actually, I do a bit. But I'm not lying. I don't know where they took the doctor.
They can't have gone. There's only one way in and out. Where else is there?
Guard quarters, storerooms...
Wait here.
You must let me do something about this.
Sorry, but I'm not letting you near these computers. I don't know what they do. You could get a message out or suck all the oxygen out of the room.
They keep everyone on the planets below us from dying.
Nice try.
The early warning alarm's getting faster.
No, it isn't. You're imagining it.
It is, listen. It's almost in step with the intruder alarm now. More rhythmically satisfying, but also more worrying. I need to go and attend to this.
Now, I can't allow that. If you're captured, we don't get paid.
I wasn't asking for permission. Do you still get paid if 2 billion people fry?
Fair point. There is something in the contracts about that.
I'll do my best not to get captured.
I'll do my best not to get you captured either. I'm coming with you. Ah, sounds like Shill and Fash have recovered.
Hagen.
I'm here.
I heard shots. Are you okay?
Yeah. Two of them jumped out behind me. I think it might have been the ones from the shuttle bay. I ducked into a room. I can't see them now.
They're probably trying not to get splattered again.
But they've got me cornered, I think. I can't find a way out.
If you're keeping them occupied, that might make it easier for me to look for the doctor. Hang in there and I'll come for you when I...
It's him! Lower your weapon. I'll kill the doctor if necessary.
Go on then. Save me a job.
What?
I thought you came here to rescue me.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you don't! Doctor, run!
Damn it!
Stop! Why are you...
Doctor, don't forget you're in a prison. There's literally nowhere to run.
Oh, don't be absurd. I could get out of here. The point is, I don't want to.
Right, of course.
It's true.
You know, from all the stories, I always guessed you were probably insufferably arrogant in real life.
Stories?
People still talk about you on the outside, constantly. You're the figurehead of the rebellion.
You're with the rebels?
Of course.
Then why are you trying to kill me?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't have time for this.
You're right there.
Doctor?
You're not trying to kill me as well, are you?
Not at all. It's an honor to meet you, sir. What did you mean, as well?
There's a woman pursuing me. I didn't catch her name, but she's keen that I should die.
Who? Jelena, is that you?
Yes.
What are you trying to kill him for? Why is she trying to kill you?
I have no idea.
Please don't get in my way, Hagen. There's no need for me to kill you, too.
I have to get back to my workspace. Lives are at stake.
This corridor goes round in a circle. We could try to loop round.
There's a DNA lock. I can't go further than that white line.
Why are you trying to kill the doctor?
Have you really thought what use he'd be to us alive?
Yes, Jelena. I don't think you know how bad things are. They're trying not to panic anyone, but we desperately need the doctor's help. I can't let you kill him. You have to come through me. Ah!
You all right?
I'm not sure. My whole leg's gone numb.
It looks like a burn. Quite a serious one, but treatable.
Hagen, move aside. I'll take you home when I'm done. Better yet, kill him yourself and we can both...
Did the guards get her?
No. I did.
Well done, Daphne.
Sorry I was so long. Took me a few minutes to self-repair and reboot my systems.
I'm very grateful. Now, we must get back and attend to this before it's too late. Daphne, pick her up and bring her.
Right.
No, Doctor, you need to...
No, I'm sorry. I really must go.
Wait!
Don't move.
Need any help?
Nope.
I meant, did you need any help lowering her to the ground, gently?
I don't see why I should. She tried to kill us both.
Right, we'll calm this solar activity down, then I'll teach you about basic respect for life. I'm attending to 119 and 394. Could you please look at 070, 256 and 443?
It's spreading to 255 and 189.
Oh, this has got a little out of hand.
Is it manageable?
Yes, but we have to concentrate.
Maybe we should talk less.
Talking helps me concentrate. We've got a major build-up, but there aren't any planets in its way. Only problem is the damage it might do to us. But if we leave it to run its course, we can fix the problems elsewhere.
Okay.
You think we should risk it?
You're the expert.
You're right, I am. Concentrate on 070 and 443, and do what you can to shield us from the big one on the other side.
What if it causes a chain reaction?
That's exactly what I'm trying to prevent. I think trying to contain this one would be more likely to cause a chain reaction. You see, this is exactly the kind of thing I've never been able to teach a computer. There it goes.
Do we have a plan B if we decide it's not working?
No. I might be able to make one up.
Is the doctor working on this?
Check the monitors.
Yes. He doesn't seem to be doing a very good job. Maybe we should prepare for evacuation.
Should we take the prisoner?
We might need him as a witness. But it's up to Gliss.
Where is Gliss?
Ah. Perhaps the doctor does know what he's doing after all.
Oh, turn the intruder alarm off. I think we all know by now.
Well done, Doctor.
We're not out of the woods yet. 070 is still active.
I'm dealing with it.
You're not dealing with it the right way. Seal it off and absorb the reaction.
Right. Sorry.
No need to be sorry. You're still learning the ropes. Good. And relax.
What about her?
Tie her up before she comes around, I think.
At last. Any chance of getting some treatment for this leg?
None. Gliss still hasn't come back yet. Are you responsible for that?
No, I don't think so.
We gather you're here for the doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what it would mean if you took him away.
Oh, we know.
Yes, hello?
Doctor?
Ah, Gliss, I'm glad you're all right.
Did you know she was going to shoot me the second I stepped through the door?
I assure you, I didn't. The next thing she did, in fact, was try to shoot me. I actually think she might have been aiming for me and missed.
What's wrong with this door? I can't get in.
No, nothing's wrong with it. I just fixed it so you can't.
How?
I tell you, but you see, the whole point is I don't want you to get in.
And you can suddenly just do this?
No, I've been able to do it for a long time. I've never needed to before. I just want to speak to our intruder myself. I might let you have her when I'm done.
There will be serious consequences if you don't open this door right now.
Oh, there are serious consequences to practically everything I do. That's just the sort of lifestyle I have. I'll speak to you later.
Doctor, I mean...
Now, what's your name?
Jelena.
Right, Jelena. I don't think you have too many friends at the moment, so if there's anybody you want to stay on the right side of, it's me.
All right. What do you want?
I want to know why the consensus... Did you do this?
I don't even know what's going on.
Doctor! What's happening?
I was about to ask you the same thing. This has never happened before. Have we lost power?
That's what it looks like. We're on emergency backup.
What's still online?
Life support, heat and radiation shields, and the early warning system. Oh, and the DNA-coded force field.
Well, of course, what a disaster that would be if that went down. Good grief, the shields consume a huge amount of power on their own, and look, we've barely got enough energy to power those. Everything else is down. We can see what the sun is doing, but we can't do anything about it.
And we can't send any more power to the shields. So if there's another surge of activity...
2 billion people die, and we will be the first to go.
Power's down. We're on emergency backup.
I know. The intruders must have done it. Look into it immediately.
I already am. And we've got one of the intruders.
Good. I want to talk to him.
He wants to talk to you too. Where's the other?
The doctor's locked himself in with her. Which could be interesting, since she seems to want to kill him.
We should have time. The projections suggested there'd be no activity for another 36 hours at least.
That would be great. If only we could trust the projections. They're often wrong.
I'll do a diagnostic check. Try to work out what's causing the power failure.
Yes, you do that.
You seem fretful, Doctor.
I am. How kind of you to notice, Jelena. You said you didn't know what I was doing up here.
No, that's true.
Well, that makes sense, I suppose. If the consensus had told you what I was doing, you might have been less willing to kill me.
What do you mean?
Why send you to kill me now? They could have done that at any time.
What do you...
Are they giving up on this project? They want people to blame the rebels when it fails?
Can I speak?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you mean, the consensus? They didn't send me.
Well, then who?
I didn't lie. I'm with the rebellion.
I don't understand. Your comrades seemed to want to take me away, but you were trying to kill me.
Hagen's mission is to take you away. He thinks that's what everyone wants, to bring you back and get you fighting for us.
And they don't?
Some of us think you're more valuable to us in other ways. We talk about you to new recruits. We inspire people when everything seems hopeless by telling stories about you.
I see. You're afraid that having me come back might spoil things. That I'll disappoint people.
I'm not just afraid of it. I know you will. You don't understand what people have built you up to be. You can't possibly live up to it. So, those of us who thought it might be better if you never came back, We got together and made sure I got on the mission and made sure Hagen suspected nothing.
I found it!
Well done.
Don't get too excited. It's the power couplings on Corridor 6.
What's happened to them?
Wrecked. Completely. Looks like something corrosive's been poured inside them.
Did you do this?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. What's the problem? Don't you have spares?
Of course we have lots of spares, but installing them would involve going outside the complex.
And that means we need the Mercurials to do it.
Yes, although that might work for us. Daphne, could you please go and tell them I need to make the repairs? And it would be best if all three of them got onto it. We need the power back on as soon as possible.
Right.
And now we need to discuss what you are going to do.
Could you untie me first?
I'm sorry, I'd like to minimize the risk of your trying to kill me again.
Ah, are you the leader?
Yes.
I've been waiting for you.
Really?
We need to talk.
We do. First of all, we need to talk about who caused this power failure.
That was me.
I assumed it must have been. What did you do?
Disabled the power couplings on Corridor 6, not long after I came aboard. I'm surprised they held up as long as they did.
I presume then that you don't know the significance of the Doctor's work here.
Oh, I do. Sorry, I didn't quite catch your name.
Gliss.
Do you want to hear the truth, Gliss? Because I've got a proposal to put to you, and you'll need to know the truth to make an informed decision.
The question of whether I should come back or not is rather a moot point, given I can't leave even if I wanted to. This isn't a prison of walls. It's a prison of responsibility.
What does that even mean?
What do you think I've been doing here all these years?
It looks a lot like you've been designing technology for the Consensus.
Juliana, this facility is all that's preventing this sun from scorching the planets below it.
You're serious?
Deadly serious.
She said something. I thought she was just trying it on so she could reach the controls. I never trust robots, but why?
The Consensus tried to turn it into a weapon. They botched it. Now it's my job to try to keep it stable. Every person on those planets is at risk. The systems here are all that's keeping them safe.
Those systems which are offline right now?
The very same. Hence the fretfulness, you see?
So if I'd killed you, 2 billion people would have died?
Yes.
Oh, good grief, a few inches to the right.
Don't worry, it would have taken more than that.
Hello? Is anyone here?
We've been questioning the prisoner.
Right. Was he the one who sabotaged the power?
Yes. And he's explained how he did it.
Right. So you know the Doctor needs you to fix them?
Yes. We were just on our way to deal with it.
He said it would be good if all three of you could attend to it.
That's what we were going to do.
Shall I come with you and help?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Excellent. She's convinced them all to go.
You mean leave the complex?
No, they've gone to Corridor 6, but that takes them away from the routes that run between the holding cell, this workspace, and the shuttle bay.
What are you doing now?
Remotely opening the door of Hagen's cell.
You can do that?
I've been here 6 years. I didn't need that long to work out how to hack the systems. Honestly, it's not just bravado. I could have got out of here at any time.
I believe you.
Oh.
What?
He's already gone. Oh, there he is. On his way here. He's managed to get out on his own. How resourceful of him. Which means it's time for you both to leave.
Does that also mean it's time for you to untie me?
Well, that depends. Do you still believe I have to die?
No. No. You've got to carry on your work here, of course. And maybe you can live up to the legend after all.
Why, thank you. It's good to know... Ah! Hagen! Juliana! Why did you do that?
Why wouldn't I? She tried to kill you.
Even if she did, that's no reason to kill her when she was sitting here in restraint.
She tried to kill you. She's a Consensus agent.
She was not from the Consensus, you idiot. You brought her. You must have had her screened.
Of course, but they've infiltrated high-level missions before. People I've been working with for years. Who would I have trusted with anything? If she wasn't Consensus, why'd she try to kill you?
Not because the Consensus want me dead, because some of the Rebellion do.
What?
They think I'm more valuable as a martyr. They don't want me back, so they decided to have me die for the cause again. I just talked her out of it!
Oh, really?
Yes, really!
She was telling you what you wanted to hear. She just wanted you to let her go.
But what about the project? Why would the Consensus have sabotaged that?
There is no project!
Oh, no.
Doctor.
Gliss, update on the repair work, please.
The generators? Oh, we're not repairing them.
What do you mean? Are they too badly damaged?
No, we're just not going to do it.
Well, there's a flare-up building. I've got to get to work.
Sorry, Doctor. We've had a better offer.
What? Who from?
From me.
You? What's this about, Hagen?
You said yourself that you could leave if you wanted to, but your responsibilities mean you can't.
Yes.
You could take down those force fields, but you choose not to.
Yes.
But you haven't left this complex in 6 years. You only know what your responsibilities are because of what they've told you.
I know what you're going to say. Do you really think it wouldn't have occurred to me that they might just be lying? That the sun is perfectly stable, that there are no populated worlds under threat, that this is all an elaborate simulation, and I have wasted all these years on what is essentially an endless computer game. Please give me some credit.
All right, so you've thought about it, but what have you done about it?
I haven't been able to do anything. All I know is I'm inside a sun, and if I tried to leave and find out what was happening, I'd be putting everyone at risk. And if it's true, people wouldn't know anyway, because the whole point of my work here is to stop problems before they happen.
Well, that's why I've come. I know.
But Jelena said you didn't.
Jelena was with the Consensus. She was telling you what the Consensus wanted you to hear. That nobody knew what you were doing here. That you're toiling up here in complete anonymity, nobody knowing the heroics you perform daily. Because they know you hate that. You'd always do the right thing, but you'd always rather people know about it.
I tried to set an example for others.
I wasn't criticizing, I'm just explaining. But the truth is, we've got a reliable intel that the solar weapon project was faked for your benefit. We've had people do observations of solar activity. It doesn't tally with what you've been told.
You're saying none of this is real?
Yes, we've seen how it works. They fed false data into your computers, making the whole place shake when things get tough. But it's all calm out there. Well, as calm as it gets in the middle of a sun.
That seems like a lot of effort to go to. Why not just kill me and get me out of the way?
They must think they'll need you one day. Put you to work on some new project. Maybe they do want to make this sun into a weapon, and that's all your monitoring is really about. But they know how dangerous you are, and that the only cell that can hold you is one you make for yourself.
Then why send an agent to kill me now? They could have had the Mercurials do that at any time.
They don't trust the Mercurials, and they knew we were coming to get you. Maybe your usefulness to the Consensus is at an end. I don't know. All I know is it's a sham. If you want the answers, the best thing to do is come with me, because you're not going to find them in here.
Why should I believe you?
Because I'm going to prove it to you. I took down the power, and without that, the systems which physically simulate bursts of solar activity won't work.
So this current spate of activity?
Should have no effect.
It's a terrible risk.
It's not. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't know. Why would I be lying?
Perhaps you're the real Consensus agent. This system is a backwater, not very valuable. That's why they did the tests here. Maybe the Consensus has given it up as a bad job. Decided to cut and run, let it blow up, put me on a project somewhere else.
Reasonable enough theory.
Or maybe the rebels have taken those planets. Maybe the Consensus wants them scorched to weaken the rebellion.
Again, plausible. But fairly soon, you'll see the truth.
Or maybe you're just wrong. I'm sorry, I can't trust 2 billion lives to the word of one person.
Doctor? Come back!
Gliss, what have you done to Daphne?
Disabled her.
Why?
We needed her out of the way. She's Consensus.
And you're not?
Not anymore.
Well, wherever your sympathies lie, we have to get the power back on.
No, we don't. There's no danger.
How do you know that? Because Hagen told you? Why are you suddenly so ready to believe him?
Firstly, because if it wasn't true, why would he be putting his own life at risk?
He might have a way of getting out. Or he doesn't care if it kills him to complete his mission. Or he's been misinformed. Or he could just be wrong.
Possibly. But there's also the fact that he's offered to match our contract to maintain the illusion that you're here after you've gone.
You believe him because he'll pay you more?
Why not? Seems as good a reason as any.
No. Get that power back on, or I'll do it myself.
You can't do it yourself. And if you're dead, both deals are off.
It's still building. I need a monitor. Oh, now, brace yourselves. I think this is going to...
What, Doctor?
We should have felt something. These readings...
Meaningless?
Something on this scale should have ripped this place apart.
Point proven, then.
Maybe... I have to be sure, though. Can you please restore the power now?
I suppose we'll have to if we're going to keep this place going. Let's get to work.
Right.
I told you so.
You told me this would happen. That doesn't mean the rest of what you told me is true.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what more do you want?
There's no mad rush, is there?
The Consensus will send people. They'll have some idea of what's been going on up here. The faster we get away, the better.
Yes, but you've got the Mercurials running interference with the consensus. I've got time to check over the data once again before the power's back on.
Check for what?
Check the readings were accurate. They might have been affected by the power failure. There might have been no surge at all.
You're not willing to let go of this, are you? You've been here too long. You can't face up to the idea that it's all been for nothing.
Uh-huh.
You say you can escape at any time. Then you don't need me to take you. I'm getting out of here. You can follow me when you're ready. He won't leave.
Why not?
He just won't believe me.
But what about our deal?
If he leaves, it's on.
Then you have to convince him to leave.
I'm trying. I told him I'm leaving without him. Can you disable the force field?
No, the consensus were afraid we might kidnap him and sell him to you.
Fash, can you hack it?
Maybe. I've never tried.
What's that one mean?
Alert. Auto-restart sequence activated.
How did this happen? Did any of you...
No!
You have 5 minutes to evacuate this facility.
Shut it off!
Abort auto-destruct. Authority 15RZA/579.
Thank you. Scanning. Authority not accepted.
What?
I'll try mine. Abort auto-destruct. Authority 19GZA/692.
Thank you. Scanning. Authority not accepted.
What's the matter with it?
It's been activated by a higher authority.
The consensus.
You mean they've activated it remotely? Can they do that?
Yes. They must have discovered what's been happening up here.
Well, then we don't have any choice. We have to leave.
Yes. Now, in your shuttle.
What's going on?
As it sounds. Come on, disable the force field. We need to get out of here.
Well, we need to deactivate this self-destruct sequence.
We've tried. It's been activated remotely with higher authority than any of us have.
I know someone with higher authority. Where did you put her?
Who?
Daphne, where did you put her?
In the corner.
Right. She's not just here to act as my assistant. She's here as a failsafe.
This is a waste of time. Do what you want, Doctor, but my team and I are leaving.
You're not leaving without me. I'm the only one with the launch codes for that shuttle, and I'm not leaving without him.
He is incapable of leaving. You found that out for yourself.
Doctor.
Daphne.
I came here to get him because we need him. More than we need me, and certainly more than we need you.
Fash, do you think you could get the shuttle going without the codes?
I can try.
Good. It's up to you whether you join us.
Doctor, we have to go.
What's happening?
Someone's activated the auto-destruct.
I don't know for sure how easy the shuttle is to hack.
True, Fashi's quite technically able, certainly.
Then we can't afford to wait. They may take the only means of getting away from here.
I have to try to save what I've been doing. Daphne?
I'll interface directly.
Please, Doctor. I'm not going to watch you die for some apocryphal cause.
Correct, you're not. Daphne?
No good, Doctor. Sorry.
Will we still be able to pick up payment for the rest of our contract?
I doubt it. But if what Hagen says is true, that's no great loss. Fash, get this door open, please.
What the hell is that?
Oh, hello. Thought I might find you lot here.
You've chosen a bad moment to come back.
No, I think I've chosen just the right moment. One of the first things I wanted to do was deal with you lot.
Let's get in the shuttle.
I don't think so.
Lovely.
Auto-destruct in 2 minutes.
We still have enough time to get to the shuttle and get out of here, but we have to go now!
I have got a lot of experience of defusing systems like this. There's always a workaround. Nobody builds a self-destruct system they can't turn off in case they get caught in it one day.
Why wouldn't you believe me?
I'm sorry, it's just too important. Daphne, let me try.
Okay.
And since you're not doing anything, you could restrain Hagen.
What? Doctor, you idiot! You're going to get us all killed! The Mercurials have probably left in the shuttle already!
Well, if they have, then it makes sense for me to keep working on the auto-destruct, doesn't it?
Doctor?
Must be the Mercurials. I've given up on trying...
Hello, Doctor.
Chloe.
You've really let the place go since I was last here, I have to say. Hey, she's got my voice!
Did you come in the TARDIS?
Yes, it's in the shuttle bay.
Well done.
This is your previous assistant?
Yes.
Didn't she try to kill you?
We staged it. I told you I'd considered the idea that this all might be a fake, so I broke her programming. The idea was to get her removed and taken outside, where she'd escape. Try to find out what was really happening and come back.
Good! Tell him!
Chloe?
I'm sorry, Doctor. They tricked you.
You mean there's no threat?
No. The sun's fine. Nobody is in any danger.
All these years, all these emergencies. Trying to come up with better and cleverer solutions to endless problems. All of it for nothing?
I watched you all that time. I know your intentions were good. You acted in the best possible way. You're no less of a good and clever person for it all being fake. But we need to get out of here.
It might be too late already.
Well, how do we go in the TARDIS, Chloe? Are the Mercurials still here?
Not anymore. I killed them.
Could you tell Daphne to let me go, please?
Just a moment. Killed them?
Yeah. I came prepared with this. The combination of frequencies completely undoes their physical integration.
You're very clever. Daphne, don't let Hagen go under any circumstances.
I won't, Doctor.
What are you doing?
30 seconds to auto-destruct.
Staying put. Fancy a cup of tea?
Doctor, we have to leave.
Chloe, I reprogrammed you myself. There's absolutely no way you'd have come back armed with that sort of weapon. So somebody else has got to you. Hagen?
Why would it be anything to do with me?
Because what she said backed up what you were saying.
Because what I'm saying is the truth.
10 seconds.
I don't know what you think's happening. Doctor, please, don't just sit there.
I'm perfectly comfortable.
We have to leave.
No, you need me to leave. Because if I stay...
2, 1...
I'll be here to see it when absolutely nothing happens.
Oh, thank God.
I'll check the circuits. Make sure it's not going to suddenly repair itself.
You know full well it's working perfectly, Hagen. It did what it was supposed to do.
It wasn't supposed to destruct.
No, it was just supposed to say it was going to. I realized that that was why we were getting nowhere in trying to stop it. We were looking in the wrong places. It was just a voice trying to get me to leave.
So he set it up?
Indeed. You almost had me with Chloe, Hagen. I knew this was a risk, especially after I programmed her with some limited ability to fly the TARDIS.
Why do we both have the same voice?
It's the voice of a friend of mine. The TARDIS knows it and knows I must have sent her.
So you're going to do the same with me?
Possibly, if it didn't work out first time. But also, it's just nice to hear a familiar voice. You intercepted Chloe, I assume?
Not me personally.
Which side are you on?
I'm with the Rebellion. I didn't lie about that.
But you lied about my work here. I suspected as much when I saw the pattern of the surge that came when the power was off. It looked to me an awful lot like the one I remember from 2 years ago.
You remembered that? From 2 years ago?
Why not? You would have done, Daphne.
I know, but I'm a robot.
I did need to check, just to be sure, but I was right. Hagen hacked our systems and fed us false data while the power was down, trying to fool us into thinking that what we'd been doing here made no difference. But why did you want to remove me? And, by extension, slaughter everyone on the planets below us. Please stop me if this is an unfair description of your plan in any way.
The consensus isn't far from collapse out there.
I did think we'd heard less of them recently.
That's how I convinced the Mercurials to go along with it. Told them their paymasters were going out of business sooner or later. The Rebellion has driven the consensus back. This system is their last outpost.
Hagen, please tell me you weren't trying to do what I think you were.
You have to understand.
Congratulations. The consensus tried to make this sun into a weapon and failed. You found a way.
It would have ended hostilities, saved our people's lives.
By slaughtering everyone on those planets indiscriminately, that was what you wanted to achieve.
It's been a long war. We had a chance to win cleanly.
That's what you call clean? Killing 2 billion people?
One death is more than enough to have on your conscience. So, why not take all those deaths on myself? Save anybody else from having to take them on. Only a handful of the rebels would ever have known. Even Julina didn't know. We were just going to let everyone think it was an accident.
Daphne, check that gun off him and throw him in the cells.
Sounded like it came from the workspace.
What's she doing? No!
Sorry, Doctor. But if this is what it takes...
Chloe, you're going to kill billions of people.
Doesn't interest me. My goal is to get you to leave.
Stop this. I won't leave. If you break it, I will build it again.
That's a shame, because that only leaves me with Plan B. And this time I won't be fooled if you play dead.
Chloe, stop this. That's a direct instruction.
The plan can't be changed. They were worried you might bottle it.
But you can't kill the Doctor. We need him.
We need to destroy the consensus even more.
But what about the Stalus colony? People are dying in those deserts. We need the Doctor's help. That's why we went to all this effort to get him out alive. I won't let you kill him.
Nice try, Hagen. But thank you for bringing me the gun. Now, Doctor.
No, wait. Don't shoot. I give in. I'll come with you.
Oh, good. Well, you don't have a lot of choice, do you?
Well, not really, unless Daphne knows something I don't.
What?
No, Daphne!
Turn it off while the doctor dies down there!
I was inspired. What did you actually do?
There's a design flaw on that model. The wireless power recharger overloads at certain high frequencies. It isn't generally a problem, unless you make it one.
Thank you.
What are we going to do about this flare-up? Most of the key equipment is useless.
Oh, no, don't worry, I've got the TARDIS now. Hand me that. And that, and that. Thank you!
You wanted to move your ship from there to here?
Yes, but I took it the long way round. I've been gone for 3 weeks, but three a bit.
What?
Time machine, etc. Gave me time to repair and improve our systems. I've suspected for a few months if I could get access to the TARDIS's facilities, I could create a reliable automated system for maintaining stability. And I think... Ah, lovely.
So, Doctor... You're finally free.
Yes, Daphne, finally.
But what about the war here?
I have some recommendations. We need a ceasefire, a peace accord, changes of leadership and attitude on both sides. I was going to ask you to convey that message.
You're not
going to
do it yourself?
This sector's already replaced one corrupt regime with another. Make sure they know I'll be coming back to...
Check up on them.
To help them, if needs be. Oh, no peace for the Doctor.
What is it?
It's a distress call, and it's been waiting for some time. The TARDIS must have known I was busy.
Hello? Doctor?
That's me, isn't it?
It's me, Lucy.
With all due respect...
Lucy Miller.
That is the real thing.
I don't know where you'll be receiving it. Maybe you've forgotten all about me. Again?
Again?
But you left this daft gizmo thing behind, so that I could call you if I needed help. Well, I do. We all do. The whole blooming human race is in real trouble.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, Lucy Miller.
Hello? Doctor? It's me, Lucy. Lucy Miller.
Hi, lightweight. What's the matter with you? Getting too old to enjoy yourself?
Shut your face, Alex. I'm all right. It's just... I'm just... Oh.
Hey, you're not all right, are you?
I'm fine. Just a bit.
Lucy, you're burning up.
Dear Lucy Miller, I know you've moved on, and so you should. I understand. But forgive a sentimental old Time Lord one last indulgence.
Oh, whoa!
There! Look!
Take cover! Ah, quickly!
Oh, what's going on?
You must accept the reality of your situation. You defeated.
The Doctor.
This is HMS Dreadnought to the fleet. Dive, dive, dive.
They tracked him down, stopped him coming to our rescue and killed him. The light from their guns as they fired. It was so bright. It hurt to look at it. And as he died, he turned and looked straight at me. Straight at me. And he smiled.
Nothing like a good fight, is there?
This is not a fight! This will be extermination!
Friendly fire. What a way to go.
Subscribers get more at bigfinish.com.
Lucy Miller.
Lovely.
It's like that bit in Weird Science.
Yeah. But this is even weirder science.
You should find a program marked LM Voice. Please install that and set it as your default.
LM Voice installed.
I've also equipped you with an expansion pack.
Expansion pack detected. Decompressing now. Whilst you are waiting, please take a moment to personalise this product.
Hi, I'm Sheridan Smith and I play Lucy Miller.
Prisoner of the Sun was bonkers to do, I have to say. It was just the strangest thing. Great fun, but so strange because Daphne is one android who is quite sweet and just learning the ropes, and she's got Lucy Miller's voice, but then she starts to get Lucy's humour and she's very sweet and nice. And then there's Chloe, who is the kind of sassy, not-so-nice Lucy android. So there's two slightly different voices there, and then in the end, Lucy Miller comes in with the last line. So that was the actual Lucy Miller. So now I feel like I've got a personality disorder because I don't know which person I am.
Doctor! Where the hell are you when we need you?
When we did the scenes where Daphne and Chloe were in the same scene, I did suggest that I maybe just switch between the two voices, but he thought it was probably safer to do one take with all Daphne and somebody read in the Chloe parts and then do it again the other way around. And I think that probably worked better. I think I might have driven myself mad going from Chloe to Daphne to Chloe to Daphne.
Doctor?
Must be the Mercurians. I've given up on trying...
Hello, Doctor.
Chloe.
You've really let the place go since I was last here, I have to say.
Hey! She's got my voice.
Did you come in the TARDIS?
Yes, it's in the shuttle bay.
Well done.
But it was just, again, it's just great fun, and I hope you can hear the difference in the two. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear it all.
Pandora, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Richenda.
I am.
Beth.
Yes, here.
The roll call for the day.
Yes, Beth.
I'm Beth Chalmers, and I'm playing Shill.
To go for a read.
Get this door open.
It won't. She's done something to it. We need Vash.
I have done a lot of Big Finish productions, and I love it. I've done the various from Doctor Who's, Highlanders and Stargates and Vinnie Summerfield. And it's brilliant to come back because the array of characters when you're doing, especially when you're doing like Doctor Who, where it's all set in bizarre and unusual places. You're not just playing someone from the north or someone from the south. I mean, today I'm playing someone made of mercury, and I've been somebody trapped in a vase. And I've played robots and dead people and ghosts, and it's brilliant.
Consciousness online. Visual sensors online.
I've played the sort of computer voices before. I voiced lifts before and voiced a bit of sat-nav before. So it's very much the same. The computer that says,
systems activated,
is very much the same voice that I'll use when I say,
turn right at the end of the road.
Oh.
Proceed further 100 metres.
And, yes, it's...
a voice I like to use.
Lots. It's come in useful. I have no sat-nav myself. If I did, I'm not sure I'd be able to program my own voice onto it. I think I probably have some... I have a male voice. I don't know why. Substitute boyfriend. Sticking in the sat-nav in the car.
It's a bit of company, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Get inside the system and unlock this door.
I've told you, one of you needs to learn to do this for yourselves.
You're the manipulation expert, that's your job.
It doesn't happen in any other areas, especially if you're telly or something. You're not going to get to play a small person trapped in a vase or somebody made of mercury. It's just very freeing to have no precedent set. So I have to choose the voice that will be suitable for a mercurial character. And it's not set down anywhere. In this particular one, Richenda Carey is playing another mercurial. So you have to listen to what she's going to do and be different from her, but in the same vein, I suppose. So you want to be slightly otherworldly which makes you want to speak like this all the time. But in actual fact, they've got to be proper characters with the visceral drives and urgencies. So you can't make them too ethereal.
Step away from him.
You're too late. The doctor's dead anyway.
Grab her.
No!
Contact the ministry and ask them what they want us to do with her.
I'm Richenda Carey, and the character I play is Gliss.
Are you really dead, Doctor?
I wasn't far off. I thought if I played dead, she might give up. How do you know?
I know you. You don't die as easily as that.
I'll take that as a compliment. Ding-a-ling-ing, 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 ding-a-ling-ing.
When I first read the word mercurial, I thought, ooh, that's lovely. It's going to be like a sort of sprite, like Ariel in The Tempest or something. But actually, she's quite bossy and down to earth, I think. She is a god. And they're like those sort of army people who go and hire themselves out to sort of despotic regimes, I think.
Mercurials often hire out their services doing jobs nobody else can or wants to do. These ones are in the employ of the Consensus.
Mercenaries. That's what they seem to be, anyway. We're not having a debate about this, Doctor. You come with me, or I shoot you and tell my employers that the intruders did it. Then my team and I pick up the compensation payment that we're due if you die before the end of our contract.
It's a very visual thing, isn't it? I mean, how do you approach that in your voices?
I just wave my arms about a lot. I always do wave my arms about when I'm doing radio and things, because there is a theory that says it gets animation into your voice. It may very well be true, but I like to do that. And in fact, just now we had a scene with about 5 or 6 bits of paper, and I worked out a really clever way of putting the bits of paper down. And I thought, well, I'll put the top one on first, and then I can hold the top one, and I'll put the bottom one on at the very end, so I'll hold the bottom one. That's fine. But then you start waving them about, and there's clatter, clatter, clatter with bits of paper.
Is the doctor working on this?
Check the monitors.
Yes.
I'm Pandora Colin, and I'm playing Fash.
Maybe we should prepare for evacuation.
Should we take the prisoner?
We might need him as a witness, but it's up to Gliss.
I was doing a play called Avocado, and it's a monologue play, half set in England, half set in America. And so I played an English character and an American character. And Paul, Doctor Who, knows our writer and director, and he came along to see it, and met him afterwards and said, have you got much lined up for the weekend? And he said that he was recording Doctor Who, and I said, that sounds fun, and he said, you should do it. So I'm very pleased to be here.
Get that power back on, or I'll do it myself.
You can't do it yourself, and if you're dead, both deals are off.
Very big fan of the TV show ever since I was tiny. And also, just as an actor, I really, really love doing audio dramas and radio plays and that sort of thing, because you just get to be so inventive, and you can turn up looking like one thing, but, you know, you can sound like a million things. So I always really love doing, you know, radio plays and that sort of thing.
Could you give us that last line again, with a bit more malice?
Yeah.
And then, Paul, can you do a bit of... and off you go again, because she's caught up with you.
How does it go, dude? All right.
Wait.
Hello, I'm Jeannie Spark, and I play Jelena.
You're with the rebels?
Of course.
Then why are you trying to kill me?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't have time for this.
You're right there.
Ouch!
Before For Big Finish, I played Florence Nightingale in The Angel of Scutari.
Let us pray together, Bartholomew. If not for ourselves, then perhaps for each other. And for Thomas Schofield.
So, going from playing a nurse in the Crimea to playing what my agent described as a space pirate has been a real pleasure, actually. It's been really good.
We're the rebels, and we've come for the Doctor.
Well, he's been here for years, hasn't he? What took you so long?
We thought he was dead. We only just found out he's been here all this time.
So he's important enough for you to come all this way?
Important? He's a legend. A folk hero. You should hear the stories. The greatest martyr of the age.
It's very different, the experience of actually recording an episode and then hearing it back on the finished CD or download at the end of the process. It's really fun to record. It's great, the way that the booths are set up. You can see, you've got eye lines with everybody, and so you can actually make eye contact when you want to, and it makes it more intimate, I suppose. But it's great fun. It's sort of, it's that wonderful thing of radio drama or audio drama where it's kind of very pure because you're using a lot of your imagination to picture the scene. But when you're recording that, obviously it's very instantaneous, and you're actually in a scene with somebody acting it out and sort of trying to emote. And then hearing the finished product is fantastic because you have all the sound effects that you're missing when you're just recording the dialogue. And I mean, Angel of Scutari is brilliant because you have sort of the Crimea, the battles, the warships, the cannons, and it becomes a really sort of deeply lived world and very exciting. It's very cool.
At the distance of 1,200 yards, the whole line of the enemy belched forth from 30 cannon mouths, a flood of smoke and flame through which hissed the deadly balls. Their flight was marked by instant gaps in our ranks, by dead men and horses, by steeds flying wounded or riderless across the plain.
The visuals, it is created in your head, but hearing the sound effects in the finished audio it just sort of makes it a more detailed picture, and I suppose a more uniform picture. So you're hearing it, and you sort of everyone's imagining the same thing, whereas you can turn up to record having a totally different idea in your head, and then you record something which is so different from that.
Jace, I'm obviously still in pain, yeah? From being shot.
Okay, cool.
Hi, my name's Anthony Costa, and I'm playing the role of Hagen.
At last. Any chance of getting some treatment for this leg?
None. Gliss still hasn't come back yet. Are you responsible for that?
No, I don't think so.
We gather you're here for the doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
The reason why I'm here today is Jason Haig-Ellery, the director of the piece today. I've known him for a year now. He's obviously in the past spoken about Doctor Who and how much he does the audios and stuff, and I said that I'd be really interested in if a part come up that would be suitable for me. And, you know, luckily for me, a part come up the other week and I'm here today, and it's exciting because I've never done anything like this before. I've done acting, but I've never done voiceover, so for me it's quite intense, but yet enjoyable at the same time.
Doctor, you idiot! You're going to get us all killed! The Mercurials have probably left in the shuttle already!
Well, if they have, then it makes sense for me to keep working on the auto-destruct, doesn't it?
For me, when I was growing up, Doctor Who was a massive thing, and obviously it's been on TV for near on 40 years now, so for me to be involved in something like this is an honour and a privilege, because it's just a massive, massive thing, and a lot of people will listen to it, and it's a great chance for me to get over that Anthony Costa from Blue sort of thing. So for me, it's an honour to be here today in the studio recording the part of Hagen in Doctor Who.
You can't kill the Doctor, we need him!
We need to destroy the Consensus even more!
But what about the Stalus colony? People are dying in those deserts. We need the Doctor's help. That's why we went to all this effort to get him out alive.
I have done acting before, Blue. Yeah, I've done lots of kids' shows, Grange Hill, I did a BBC sitcom called Chalk, I've done The Bill, but I mean, I've done The Bill as well. So, obviously, acting's been my life and my passion. And, obviously, got a chance after the band split in 2005 to go into the West End and perform in Blood Brothers, and it sort of went on from there, really. So, I'm enjoying it, and I'm loving it, and I'm especially loving being here today and doing Doctor Who.
Lovely. Shall we go for a read?
Hagen?
I'm here.
I heard shots. Are you okay?
Yeah. Two of them jumped out behind me. I think it might have been the ones from the shuttle bay.
The single booth thing is a new thing for me because obviously when you're in a band, you record in a massive area with all the boys around you and around one mic sometimes, or on your own in a mic in a massive room. So the whole in a booth is really, really mad because I'm in one booth and the girl that's playing Jelena is in another booth about 20 feet away. So it's quite hard not to interact and everything else. But yeah, it's enjoyable because I've never done anything like this before. So it's just really, really weird at first, but I've got used to it now and I'm sort of warming into my character, and I hope the people at home who listen to it get to enjoy it as well.
Hello. Can I just ask before we start, is it Jelena? Jelena? Jelena, I like. And is it Hagan? Hagen?
Hagen.
Hagen and Jelena.
Okay. Nice shot, Jelena.
Thanks, Hagen. I thought yours was a bit lucky.
That was a very nice surprise to turn up and Anthony Costa playing Hagen. Yes, in my teenage youth, I loved the band Blue. And so my 13-year-old self, if I could tell her that I was going to be acting alongside him, she would be very excited. But he's been great, actually. He's been yeah, he's been a good sort of foil, just in his voice, to my sort of slightly middle-classness. So it's been good.
What about our deal?
If he leaves, it's on.
Then you have to convince him to leave.
I'm trying.
That was a surprise when he walked in the door. I thought, hang on a minute, he's from Blue. Yes, no, great to work with Anthony. Because it's, once again, an unusual thing to do. That's what Big Finish does, is it creates the most unusual experiences. I turn up for the day and play a strange character alongside a guy in a pop band and think, what? How did this happen? And it's great fun.
The consensus were afraid we might kidnap him and sell him to you.
Fash, can you hack it?
Maybe.
Well, the power steering is a bit of a swine, actually. I'm having to compensate for relativistic drag as I shift into the orbit around the first moon.
Were you aware that Duncan James had done one of these?
I believe Duncan did one, yeah. Jason told me he played a clip of it last year, so hopefully I can sort of compare notes when I see him in a couple of weeks' time, and I can play my one and he can play me his.
Altitude 800 miles! 600! Help me, Jeff! Jeff, help!
I think we're going with Jelena and Hagen. Although I
can... Well, I'm the doctor, I can just say.
All right, I'm fine.